They say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? And yet sometimes that's exactly what we do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode, Afresh. As I look back on my life, I can see some times when I've been stupidly stubborn. I'm sure you can too, and it never ended well, did it? We get it in our heads that we're right, they're wrong, and I'm going to win. So we butt heads with the same guy at work every day, as though that's somehow going to make things better. Husbands and wives have the same arguments over and over again. We go round and round on that merry-go-round and wonder why the scenery never changes. You have to get off the merry-go-round for it all to change. You have to take a step in a new direction and try new things, even if they're scary. Even if we really want to stay on that merry-go-round because that's all we've ever known. King David committed adultery. He could have continued stubbornly pursuing pleasure. But no, he had a change of heart. He knew he needed help, so he prayed this, Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12. God, create in me a pure heart and make my spirit strong again. Don't push me away or take your Holy Spirit from me. Your help made me so happy. Give me that joy again. Make my spirit strong and ready to obey you. Question: what is it that you're hanging on to stubbornly? What merry-go-round of self-destruction are you on round and round and round again? Is today the day to head off in a new direction? Is today the day to admit that you're wrong and ask for God's help? God, create in me a pure heart and make my spirit strong again. That's God's word, fresh for you today. We only get one chance at this life, and then it's over. So it's important to make the most of it. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.